2017, we'll be starting out with a trio for the Shriver Hall concert series. It's always a pleasure to welcome their executive director, Catherine Cochran, to the studio. So each one of these people performing on January the 22nd, a soloist in their own right, how magical to bring them together in this form.
Absolutely. It's three dynamic artists and close colleagues and friends who are all in their 30s and who've been each at the top of their field for a number of years. And this is the first time they're coming together as a trio for this 9-city tour of clarinet trios.
And so starting out with early work of Beethoven, kind of setting the scene, if you like, for what was going to come later in his composing career, Opus 11, right?
Yes, this clarinet trio was composed in 1797 when Beethoven was still in his late 20s. And it was early on in his career, as you say, right as he was getting going on his first set of string quartets and a few years before his first symphony.
What do we know about Joseph Holman?
Joseph Holman is in his mid-30s, and he is a Philadelphia-based composer. He and Elisa Weilerstein, the cellist, first met when they were both in school many years ago, and he's written a number of works for her, including a concerto and several sonatas, and she's really championed his work. He's been described by the Washington Post as being long on melodic and harmonic interest and blessedly short on gimmicks, without sounding overly neo-romantic or derivative. So I think this new piece, which will receive its Baltimore premiere on this concert, will be really interesting and a wonderful addition to the repertoire.
So calling them short stories, because of the word story, I suppose, conjures up a kind of tone poem idea. Do you have a sense of these pieces?
I have not heard the works, but what he's written is each movement's title is meant to serve as a prompt for the listener. The listeners are called upon to imagine their own story inspired by the title and the music. So I think they're supposed to be individual pieces and really to let the audience's imagination go in their own way.
I love the fact that we almost didn't have all of those wonderful last clarinet works by Brahms. It was almost a fluke that he just discovered Richard Mühlfeld. And we have this incredible outpouring then of works when he had pretty much decided to close the book. So tell me about the clarinet trio of Brahms.
As Brahms was approaching his 60th birthday, he kept making noises about retirement and then would be inspired to write more. And we are indebted to Richard Mühlfeld for this wonderful group of repertoire, which includes this trio, a clarinet quintet, and two sonatas. And it's written later in Brahms' life and really a more autumnal, reflective, introspective masterpiece from him with four movements, a larger piece, and it includes waltzes and an exuberant finale and as well as some dreaminess. And it's a really wonderful, all-encompassing piece.
So we have three very exciting young artists for this concert, the pianist Enon Barnaton, the clarinetist Anthony McGill, the cellist Elisa Weilerstein, performing these works by Beethoven, Holman, and Brahms on Sunday, January the 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at Shriver Hall on the Homewood campus of Johns Hopkins University. Always such a pleasure to speak to the executive director of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Catherine Cochran. Have a great concert.
Thank you.
For more details, the web address is shriverconcerts.org.